FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
A security officer has been shot and killed in an apparent robbery in the south of Durban. It's understood the incident took place on Old Main Road in Isipingo. LS paramedics were on the scene. Spokesperson Gareth Jemison.
At this stage, the events leading up to the shooting is unknown. However, SAPS are in attendance and will be investigating this matter further. This is the second such attack in 2 days as a result of the robbers attempting to rob various outlets. Yesterday, we saw a security officer also sustaining a gunshot wound to his head, and he is currently in a critical condition still in a nearby hospital.
The organisation Undoing Tax Abuse has raised the alarm about a 4.7 billion rand tender awarded in KZN to a company whose directors are facing fraud charges. The contract from Sanral is for roadworks on the N3 from the Westfall Viaduct to the Paradise Valley Interchange. Aqua EXR joint venture won the bid, but Alta says the directors of Aqua Transport and Plant Hire, one of the companies in the venture, were arrested in 2022 on fraud and theft charges related to another KZN roads tender. The civil action group says it's lodged a complaint with the information regulator about Sanral's failure to provide all the documentation it's requested. Outer's Asavela Kakaza says they had asked for the documents under the Promotion of Access to Information Act.
They concealed the most important documents relating to the bid submission that was submitted by the respective companies, the compliance, the checklist, all those documents were not given to us. And then we obviously followed all the internal appeal processes and we still didn't get the joy or the courtesy of receiving the information. And then that's why we decided to approach the regulator.
Kakaza says the National Road Agency has told them it's waiting for permission from the companies and other entities before releasing the documents. A man has been sentenced to 5 years in prison by the Newcastle Regional Court for perjury and extortion. Bongiseni Kubeka is accused of lying about being kidnapped after his family and employer paid 30,000 rand for his release. In February last year, he claimed he was held against his will. The Hawks investigated after he came home a week later. It was established that he'd lied under oath and a case of extortion was registered. The police's Simpiwe Mhlongo says it was a waste of state resources.
Because he's supposed to be helping the other community members out there who are in need of the help of the police, only to find that there are people who are pursuing their personal interests lying under oath.
And conservation authorities say herds of endangered hippos stuck in the mud of dried up ponds are in danger of dying in Botswana. Southern Africa has been affected by severe drought caused by the El Nino weather phenomenon. Near the Okavango Delta in northern Botswana, the dried up Tamalakane River has forced herds of hippos to head for natural water reserves close to Maun. Durban 24 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 22, Richards Bay 25. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.